AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Tunisia's prime minister says one of the two gunmen who killed 19 tourists and others at a prominent Tunisian museum was known to intelligence services, but no formal links to a particular terrorist group have been established. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General says he condemns the Barter Museum attack.
He conveys his deepest condolences to the families of the victims of this deplorable act. The Secretary General also expresses his solidarity with the Tunisian people and the Tunisian authorities.
Two cruise ships whose passengers had been among the victims pulled out of the port of Tunis early today. Authorities are looking for a motive for an ex-convict's rampage that left one person dead and five wounded in suburban Phoenix. AP correspondent Brian Skoloff reports the suspect is behind bars.
The suspect was taken into custody about 5 hours after the shooting. Officers spotted him on an apartment balcony where he apparently broken into an apartment complex and deployed their stun guns. So there was no deadly force used. He was actually seen being brought out in somewhat of a hazmat suit. Authorities indicated they were just trying to retain as much evidence as possible on his clothing.
A new study finds a law restricting the opening of new standalone fast food restaurants in a poor section of Los Angeles did not curb obesity.
City lawmakers passed the zoning ordinance in 2008 that limited the opening or expansion of fast food outlets in a 32-square-mile area south of I-10 that struggles with high obesity rates and other health problems. The law, believed to be the first effort of its kind by a major city to improve public health, did not ban new eateries in strip malls. Research by the RAND Corporation found that obesity rates in South L.A. continued to rise after the passage of that ordinance. I'm Ross Simpson.
A solar-powered plane on a round-the-world journey has taken off from Varanasi, India, headed for its next stop in Myanmar. This is AP Radio News. Prince Charles and his wife will finish up their visit to Washington, D.C. with a whirlwind day today that includes meeting with President Obama at the White House. The First Lady won't be there. Michelle Obama is in Japan, pushing education for girls in developing nations. She says her own education was the starting point for every opportunity that she's had.
For every girl like me, there are so many others across the globe who are just as smart, just as capable, just as hungry to succeed, but they never have the chance to go to school.
Japan has announced plans to devote $340 million over 3 years to support girls' empowerment and gender-sensitive education. Target now has one of the most liberal return policies on the retail scene. It will allow returns for up to a year for the store's 32 private and exclusive brands. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.